Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by State Senator Brian Kelsey and Bill Drees, reporter with the Memphis Daily News. The governor came out this week or last about Medicaid and the expansion as a part of Obamacare. And Bill, I'll turn to you. Tell us what the governor decided and some of his reasoning.
Well, the governor decided not to accept the Medicaid expansion. Medicaid in Tennessee is called 10-care. He decided not to accept that money for now. He indicated that he has been talking with federal health regulators and the Obama administration for quite some time about this very important decision, and that they could not come to an agreement for a variety of reasons. Let's take a look here at just what the governor outlined as some of the specifics, basic context in which he was looking to make this decision.
Instead of insuring more people through an inherently flawed system, we had hoped to purchase private insurance for as many as 175,000 more Tennesseans. To do that, HHS says we have to provide additional benefits above and beyond what everyone else in the exchange will receive. We'll also have to follow certain Medicaid-driven guidelines when it comes to copays and the appeals process, instead of allowing those individuals to be treated like everyone else in private insurance plans. The end result is that these Tennesseans would be receiving service from both the private insurer and 10-care. We have experience with that sort of scenario today in the form of dual eligibles, people who receive both Medicare and 10-care. It's dysfunctional, and it's not in the state's best interest to set that up again.
And so there you have the basis for the governor's decision at this particular point.
And Senator, you were happy with that decision. You did not want this expansion to happen. Why?
Well, this is simply a fiscal issue for me, and the state of Tennessee cannot afford this expansion. Even our small portion of the cost would be at least $200 million a year going forward, and that's $200 million a year that we don't have in Tennessee.
$200 million from day one? Because what the federal government says, or what they promote, is it won't cost states anything. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for the first, I think, 4 or 5 years, and then it begins to come down to we'll cover just 90%, but you're saying $200 million from day one.
Well, no, they do claim to be covering the 100% for the first 3 years, and then it tapers down to 90%, but that 10% is still $200 million, and that is money that we don't have in Tennessee. And that's assuming that they keep their promise of 90%, and I just don't think there's any way possible that the federal government is going to be able to keep this promise to pay even the 90%.
What a number of people said, governor said, is no for now. I mean, some governors in some states, it was a state-by-state decision coming out of the Supreme Court decision about Obamacare last summer. State-by-state, some have said, we want this money. Some have said no. Some have not decided yet. Some governors said, no, from day one, I'm not doing this. Clearly, Governor Haslam was trying to work with and get a different deal and do it a different way. Are you open to, if this can be done in a way that you see or that the governor sees as more beneficial, that that's a good thing to do? Or are you against it in any form?
Well, obviously, it would be better to have this population on private insurance than it would be to have them on Medicaid, which we know is a failed program. But the problem for me, again, is the fiscal problem. The point is, we're spending money that we don't have. And if you think, as I do, that the federal government is not going to keep its promise to pay 90% of the cost to put people into public insurance, then certainly there's no way they're going to possibly keep their promise to pay 90% to put people into private insurance.
What about the people who say, well, if it's for 3 years, they pay 100%. After those 3 years, Tennessee could drop the program. If that sliding scale, that increasing number, the 200 million is too much for Tennessee 3 years down the road, they can drop this program completely. What about that? So have 3 years of good coverage is better than no years of good coverage over the next period of time.
And I just think politically that's totally impractical. And it's really not the right thing to do for these Tennessee citizens either. I mean, to hand them something that you know you're going to have to take away in 3 years is really irresponsible. My first year in the legislature was 2005, and we had to cut 175,000 people off the 10-care rolls. Governor Bredesen did that. It was very, very difficult to do, and it was an awful experience. And even Governor Haslam has been very upfront about saying that that's not a feasible alternative to simply give this coverage for 3 years and then take it away.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.